start, and the best place to start when you want to give thanks and bring God's faithfulness is obviously with the Psalms. And I'm going to read to you from Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted, I said in my haste. All men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord, now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Praise we come this night, Lord, we do so praise you, Lord, that we recognize that we are your children, that we are your disciples, we are your servants, we are co-workers with Christ. We indeed are part of the kingdom of heaven, and it's all through your grace. And we thank you that we realize that up your grace, our natural hearts would object to owe you any allegiance, owe you any thanksgiving. We will take it all to ourselves, and so that we do so, thank you, that each one gathered here this night. Lord, although each of us are at different stages in our Christian life, each of us have these different experiences, and yet, Lord, we thank you that each one of us are debtors to grace, each one of us are made to glory. And so, Lord, we thank you for all those here who give of themselves in service to you in so many different ways. Once again, Almighty God, that as these things are done prayerfully and sincerely in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, you'll be prepared and pleased to honour his name in blessing this work. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we come on this evening with hearts full of gratitude to God. But I'm sure we're all coming tonight yearning that this year may be a year of salvation.
Amen.
Something we've missed this last year, baptisms. The Lord is doing his work, and he will do his work, but we yearn and long for that. And I'm reminded in the Old Testament, I'm sure you all are, of the fact that a wonderful illustration of the power of prayer, Moses, when his hands were held up in prayer, Israel prevailed. When his hands fell down, Israel didn't. And I would encourage you to, if you're not engaged in actively, you can't be perhaps, in some of the activities, that you become a prayer partner in the centre. You hear a lot about it, the mission field work, that it can work in a local church. And you can say, well, I can actually be a prayer partner for Kit Club, or I can be a prayer partner for FOY, or Mums and Tots. And I can make sure that when that meeting's on, I will actually spend a few minutes in just prayer, making that work to them, and then asking them on the Lord's Day, how did it go? I am praying for you. That sort of relationship. You can't always, perhaps, through work situation, be able to do every meeting. But perhaps you can just take one meeting and let the leaders know that you will actually be a prayer partner for them. This will be a great encouragement as the ongoing work this year, to know that even those that can't be here are actually actively, and I'm sure we all are, but it's just nice to let people know. What I love about the Apostle Paul is, he said time and time again, I'm praying for you. We need to let people know that. Not just enough to pray, we need to let people know we are praying for them. It can be a real source of encouragement. I'm going to read another short reading, well known reading, we've been looking at recently, and the Bible studies I've been privileged to do with you, and I'm just reading them from John 15 from verse 9. This is the vision of Christ for his church, I'm sure. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. And verse from Isaiah, what a lovely chapter, Isaiah 51. The Lord says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so, Lord, we thank you that in your providence, Lord, you overall for tonight should be a prayer meeting. Lord, please have an accident. And Lord, we pray that may indeed you will speak to us and remind us that as a church, you would have this year be a year of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
A year, Lord, when indeed we come to you, a God who is willing to give and to give and to give in answers to prayer through Jesus' name and according to his word. So, Lord, we pray this. We pray for the ministry of the word in your day, Lord. We pray that it will go forth in boldness and in the power of your Holy Spirit to your praise and glory.
Mm-hmm.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.